go on the air on the radio in 1978, the number one song of the year, Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb, immediately followed by Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Staying Alive was in fourth place. How Deep Is Your Love from Bee Gees was in sixth place. Grease, It's the Word I Hear, It's the Word That You Heard, It's Got Groove, It's Got Meaning. Miss You from the Rolling Stones, Smacking a Bit of Disco, was on the charts in 1978. ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. I'm not even trying very hard to find these disco songs, but fortunately, there was some Blondie in the world.
Hear what else happened as we present the best of Sirius XMU Sessions 2018. The Covers premieres tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific.
I think It's real foggy out here. And I'm hungry. That's pretty much... That's pretty much the story this week so far. Then all of a sudden things started to change, and many old friends started acting strange. Behind my back saying I'm a soft and a sucker. Some even said you'll just rob the motherfucker. And family members asking for my papers. This is at the straight, my big in the papers. Girls crying, pregnant, they just come up on the train. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like N64 foggy. It's like there's just a, you know, right here where I'm at, it's fairly clear, but out at a distance, it just becomes a solid wall, you know? It's not necessarily in my midst in a Silent Hill-esque way.
Contain more than a you got it, but you got to come get it. If you really wanna rock and really wanna sway, then here's your day. I got the breakdown.
stop bagging. That means no homosexuality. What's in my pants? Let me see reality. And if you want to see a smooth black Casanova, bend over. Cause I don't half step when it comes to broads. The K and E, I'm going the whole nine yards. There's no time for conversation, my dear. It's all I want to hear. So let's make a move as I get smooth. Cause the purpose I serve is the suit. I'm tall, dark, and handsome.
Now, Vince McMahon, and you know, I've learned, and you would know better than me, but that everything filters through Vince McMahon, and maybe that will still continue, Mark. I mean, only the future will tell us for sure, but it's one man. And I think by what he said, and we played that soundbite from last night earlier in the show, where he's saying that he can't do it alone. He needs help. When I look at Shane McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H, Mark, to me, they look like three different people with three different ideas. And tell me if I'm wrong. You know, Shane McMahon seems like that workhorse that's going to get his hands dirty and get really involved. Stephanie McMahon seems like the person that's more of the corporate business side of things. And Triple H, just judging from what he does with NXT, has that old school mentality of how pro wrestling works. Am I right when I kind of go through those three different types of personalities?
I think you're very, very close. I think that Stephanie has a little bit more wrestling acumen than you may have given credit for. She's very, very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And is one of those that will ask, well, why? Okay, I'll tell you why that might not work. She's very, very intellectual and understanding of what is in the ring. She's wrestled, and she's never been a full-time talent, but she has been in the ring enough to know and around the business and sitting at the footsteps of BK all these years. So don't let it the smooth taste fool you, as my
okay,
a good friend of mine used to say. Hunter, old school wrestling, like you said, you had him pinned from the beginning. Shane is also Mr. Excitement. Shane wants bells and whistles. He wants colorful storylines. He wants to see people take that era of throw caution to the wind and jump off the Titantron and, you know, all the stuff that he's done, but he wants that excitement value, that entertainment value. He understands Vince's philosophy on entertainment as good as anybody in the company. So you have him pinned, but I think there's a little bit more to him than.
Okay. And I'm just kind of just generalizing because I honestly, Mark, I don't know them. You know, I've interviewed, you know, each one of them, but I've never had a sit-down conversation with them outside of just being a part of this show. But from what you're saying, those three personalities, that sounds like that would be a combination, some three very big ingredients that could equal big success moving forward for the WWE.
Yeah, and I think so. And there's other guys behind the scenes, the Michael Hayes and Pat Patterns and Pat Pat Patterson's and Dean Malenko, Thip Thinley, like Jamie Noble. Like, these guys are brilliant, brilliant wrestling guys. They understand the business. John Laurinaitis is still in that camp. I love seeing Johnny's point of view because Johnny is old school wrestling too. Mm-hmm. And Fit Finley is old school wrestling too. But then you have the Jamie Noble, who's the guy that blends the MMA. When you see the holes and arm bars and cross faces and different things, like, that's Jamie's forte, coming up with finishes that look like they'll just kill you. And it's a very balanced group of men that come up with an idea of what the fans want to see, but also, rather than giving the fans 100% of what you want to see in the ring, they want to make sure that it's wrestling first. And if it's not wrestling first, then it's just entertainment, and you know, you can get entertainment just about anywhere. To have high level wrestling entertainment, you have to have high wrestling intellects.
Well, last night they said that the new authority is the fans. And Mark, we're going to get to the fans a lot on today's edition of Busted Open for sure, because I want to get the take. And you mentioned wrestling. We got a lot of wrestling last night, and I want to get into the final 53 minutes of that show when Mark and I are back right here on Busted Open.
Fresh. Edgy.
Fuck. also be,
sympathize with me when they've been falling asleep in the third hour on their couch during Monday Night Raw. I did not get that feeling last night. Now, whether this is a new beginning or not, I thought last night was a very good show. A lot of wrestling, and I think the proof's in the pudding, Mark, when you look at that gauntlet match that went on for the final 53 minutes of last night's Monday Night Raw and how that ended with Natalya and Ronda Rousey.
Fucking sucker.
Get the fuck up! like, it was supposed to be like maybe an episode. It just turned into like, nah, you is.
And when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold nigga, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas,
Christmas movie of all time.
Always a fun conversation. Always a fun conversation.
Manchester United have fired manager Jose Mourinho. Thank God. I'm glad he's fired because now I don't have to say his name anymore. Jose Mourinho.
You want to try that again, Dave? Because the pronunciation key is right there. Give it another shot.
Jose Moore?
Nope.
It's not Jose?
No.
Jose Mourinho. Mourinho?
Dave.
It's not going to matter. He's been fired.
He's only one of the greatest footballers.
He is. He's fired.
Mourinho.
Good riddance.
Mourinho, Dave. Mourinho.
Na, 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 na. Jose. Goodbye. United are off to their worst start in 28 years. Sitting sixth place, 19 points. Off the lead, get instant reaction from the likes of Rodney Marsh and Tommy Smith, and weigh in with your thoughts right now on Grumpy Pundits on SiriusXM FC Channel 157 and streaming on your phone and at home on SiriusXM connected devices and speakers. And remember, Mark, as always, for all your soccer needs, go to SiriusXM FC Channel 157. I mentioned about two big returns, and we are going to get Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens returning soon, Mark, to Monday Night Raw.
You know what? I actually had the privilege of seeing Sami when I had my knee surgery. He was down in Birmingham the same time I was. Sure that we're going to see a motivated Sami Zayn come back and be able to put it down like he did before.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the return of Sami Zayn, especially. And Kevin Owens is, Kevin Owens is so good. And those are two guys that I think, especially with this new format for Monday Night Raw, are going to do some amazing things. Let's go back out.
Fucking Rube. New format.
Bitch, you may be the thing that keep us.
Stuck in this tunnel. still in his tunnel. Just driving. And by driving, I mean sitting in a car. I mean, technically, I'm operating a vehicle, but I'm operating it by making it stand still. Okay, I think we're going to get out of the tunnel now. I think we're going to make it. I see daylight.
Come on, Drew. I got to look for my ADATs.
Oh, man.
What the hell, man?
It's the reason all the people say my 98 old blow them all away. My 98 automobile is my 98 automobile. So my 98 automobile is my 98 automobile's life.
Suckered into this intersection. This 24-hour fitness billboard that says leg day to namaste still makes me angry every single fucking day I see it. Every day I see it and go, ugh.
Talk from a G that pulls strings like the old school four finger joints. My name, Ray.
free. Projectiles the nighttime, alarm clock on my block. I wonder who I left outside that might have got shot. Projectiles the nighttime, alarm clock on my block. I wonder who I left outside that might have got shot. Projectiles the nighttime, alarm clock on my block. I wonder who I left outside that might have got shot. Projectiles the nighttime, alarm clock on my block. I wonder who I left outside that might have got shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Joel Ortiz is going to be, I know it sounds a stupid question. Who influenced you to rap and why did you rap? I don't make it sound like a stupid question.
No, it's not. It's valid, very valid.
You know, because it's like shit, man. I mean,
to be honest, like, it first started with coming out my building and the projects and seeing ciphers. And wanting to know what the hell was going on and why I was here. So I'm like, oh, yeah, like, what are they doing? Stop boxing?
Yeah.
So I used to see a circle of dudes, and then it just be somebody end a rhyme and the next person rhyme. I'm just like, yo, I need to rhyme. As soon as it's the man, they walking through the P's, be like, I need it.
Yeah,
exactly. So I went upstairs. I'm like, man, I'm gonna put some beats on and see what I can muster up. And I mean, I remember just lying my ass off. Like,
yeah, I dropped the hottest nigga. He'd be sitting there lying. But that was rapped down.
Yeah.
I mean, he was nice. He put words together.
Exactly. And then after I was doing that, I was just like, I need to start looking. In order for me to get nice, I got to listen. So it was that golden era. The Wu, Mobb Deep, M.O.P., shit, CNN, Nas, Jay-Z's first joint. I mean, shit.
What?
New York, not, you know what I mean?
What part of Brooklyn are you from?
New York, my nigga. You know me, Apollo, New York.
Apollo face to the ring, out the ring, brother. It is a family show. Probably, I think I got knife on my arms. Okay.
Oh, yeah, nah, but you know, I used to write a lot of rhymes to Roy's air record.
Oh, yeah.
That beat.
Yeah, shout out to Roy. I thought he was the Jungle Brothers. Well, he went with the Jungle Brothers. Wait, now, what project
you from? Cooper Projects.
Okay.
Yeah, right in Greenpoint. Right on the cusp of Williamsburg, the old Williamsburg.
Oh,
not the cafe place.
Yeah, what happened?
Cafe place. Not the yoga.
Cafe Bird.
Pilates. Yeah. Yoga Bird.
I mean, it's beautiful.
It's actually beautiful.
It's not Dumbo anymore. What do they call it now?
Oh, Dumbo's something different now, right?
Yeah, it's
not Dumbo.
It's...
Oh, what is it? Well, first of all, they just changed it by just adding the words hills and heights. Like, that's the way they do it. Like, what are you talking about? I'm in Stuyvesant Heights.
Oh, no. Because in Harlem, they call it Soha.
Oh, so... No, and then even in the Bronx, they got So Bro now. So Bro.
So bro. I thought you were going to say So Glow. Like, the movie So Glow.
They got So Bro.
So Bro.
Hey, yeah. I'm going So Bro, nigga. You know where you at when you see the Starbucks and the Whole Foods.
I mean, you somebody going to jail. Can't do nothing over there no more, man. Now, in production of this album, who thought up a lot of the songs, name songs, what to bring out? What kind of album are you making? What, like, a street album, or you made it like a...
Me, personally, like, I didn't really have any initial direction.
Okay.
I was kind of just waiting. I mean, he was so excited about getting me some music. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let him steer it with the sound, you know what I mean? Like, and then I would just see what the music brought out of me. Uh-huh. And it brought out this work of art called Mona Lisa. Apollo, like he said, he had ideas off the rip. Like, yo, I kinda got a...
I knew the sound of the record. I knew where I wanted to go with it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to produce the album, you know, so I wanted to come up with a certain sound, and that's what we came up with. But as far as the content of the record, man, that's all him. You know, I don't babysit MCs. You know, I don't work with anybody. I got to babysit. So,
yeah.
You know, once he got the beats, you know, that was all him. And then the rest of history.
Did you guys record together?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The process was like, Were you gonna say something?
It was, no, I'm just saying that's like one of the last things we got left, man, is to get in the studio together and you know, actually vibe out and see the facial expressions on each other's face when we play a song.
Go. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Expression.
Oh.
Yo. I'm saying we gotta get in the studio, man.
Questionable driving. There isn't even a lot of traffic, and that guy was still fucking up. Oh, you're gonna hit that motorcycle. You're gonna back into that parking space and knock that motorcycle over. Someone is gonna be pissed. All right, I'm here. Have yourself a good ass Tuesday and a good ass Tuesday. I'll see you later.